Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 10th. The San Francisco Business Times reports that Tesla has secured a new location in Fremont, California, to expand its 4680 battery cell production. The new building is located right across the street from Tesla's pilot production plant for the same cell. As we previously stated, while Tesla called its 4680 battery facility a pilot factory, it has planned production capacity of 10 gigawatt hours, which is higher than many normal factories. Tesla has been expanding their battery capacity at every level, and this is one of many moves that the automaker is making to curb the expected shortage of cells, which is anticipated to be the next bottleneck for all automakers in the near future. The White House has decided to rain on Tesla's victory parade for its connector, NACS, which now has major momentum in becoming the charging standard for the country. The government still wants some CCS connectors to be included at Tesla chargers in order to get funding. The federal government made $7.5 billion available to advance EV charging infrastructure in the U.S., and part of that deal was to make stations that are capable of accepting widely accepted chargers. Now, this prompted Tesla to make an adapter for plugs for their own NACS connector, and now with Ford and General Motors making the changeover, or at least announcing the changeover, it seems that the White House wants to ensure that Tesla doesn't skip over ye old CCS, as we'll call it. Now, the White House spokesperson Robin Patterson said in a statement regarding the new development, quote, "Earlier this year, we developed minimum standards to ensure publicly funded EV charging is accessible, reliable, and affordable for all drivers, and we required interoperability to promote competition. Those standards give flexibility for adding both CCS and NACS, as long as drivers can count on a minimum of CCS. Now, at Electric, we're curious as to what the word minimum CCS would look like, but unfortunately, we have no guidance there. A Tesla driver hit and killed a dog, and they claimed that they were driving using full self-driving beta. Oddly, they shared a video of the incident on Twitter, where the dog runs straight into the road. However, it can be seen on the side of the road several seconds ahead of the impact. The driver claimed that the self-driving beta system did not react. Come to think of it, the driver didn't react either. They added that they saw the dog ahead of time, but they didn't think it would cross the road. The driver said that they apologized to the family and no further action is likely to be taken. In an NPR interview, General Motors CEO Mary Barra hinted at the possibility of an updated Chevy Bolt using the Ultium platform. The Bolt EV was announced to be ending production this year as General Motors makes way for their upcoming EVs, including the Chevy Equinox. But now that Volvo has recently announced their vehicle, the EX30, which is already being called a Bolt replacement by some, well, now we have to wait and wonder what is in store for the actual Chevy Bolt badge. Rivian says that customers who venture down to their service center at its production hub next week can see an electric vehicle up close, buy one, take delivery, and take it home. Sounds kind of like a car dealer. Anyways, Saturday, June 17th, Rivian is opening its doors for its service center in Normal, Illinois, to the public for a same-day delivery sales event. The event will take place all day to entice prospective customers to come and check out one of their trucks and take it home. Rivian specifically states that the event applies to the pickup, so those interested in the R1S SUV, they'll have to wait. As a matter of fact, there are some limitations. The R1Ts on sale will only be the quad-motor, large battery pack configuration. So dual-motor customers will also have to wait. Demo drives will be available on public roads, but not track routes. And if you're interested in a trade-in, Rivian says that it will take your old car as long as you have the title in hand. That also sounds like a car dealer. Fisker has announced that it will soon begin selling and possibly producing its flagship Ocean SUV in China. Executives from the American automaker recently visited Shanghai and discussed collaboration opportunities, which has enabled plans for a delivery center opening up this year. That's followed by the first deliveries in 2024. This is some interesting news considering that U.S. reservation holders are still waiting for first deliveries. European drivers are starting to see them trickle in, however. The automaker shared details of its expansion plans, saying that its leadership team has already visited to discuss the supply chains, logistics, warehousing, and even future production. Nearly 6 months into its accelerator crowdfunding program, Aptera is putting a pause on new investments while it files requested paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. As a result, many of the loyal believers that make up Aptera's community and have helped to get it this far will no longer be able to invest unless they meet certain criteria. Aptera first launched their accelerator program in late January, which enables reservation holders to invest in Aptera in exchange for a secured production slot. In return, that funding empowers the startup to purchase initial production equipment and be paid back through an awarded grant from the California Energy Commission. Although over 850 build slots still remain, Aptera shared that they're halting the accelerator program this weekend. Instead, accredited investors will only be able to participate in funding the startup following the deadline. Lordstown said in an SEC filing on Friday that it plans to take legal action against Foxconn. As a quick recap, the American EV pickup startup, Lordstown, they came out swinging with a stock offering, made a product that got at least one accolade. However, they floundered early on production and never really reached it in a meaningful way. After scraping by and falling under the threshold for being listed on the stock exchange, the company's large-scale financial backer, Foxconn, they backed out on funding on a delisting clause within their contract. And now, Lordstown writes in their latest filing, quote, "The company believes that Foxconn's various breaches of the investment agreement and pattern of bad faith have caused material and irreparable harm to the company. Absent a prompt resolution, this company intends to enforce its rights through litigation." Now, the company adds that its ability to obtain additional financing is extremely limited, and that if it cannot come to a resolution with Foxconn or find another funding source, it may need to further curtail or even cease operations and seek bankruptcy protection. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Walkier108 asks, "Can you please try to normalize sound volume? I love your podcast, but when I am listening it in my car while driving, I have to roll volume scroll up and down all the time. Looks like hello is very loud while the volume of the rest of the news goes down." All right, well, let's take a look. Here we go. That ought to do it. Okay, that's better. Okay, thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.